Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
You know, I was just mentioning to our TV audience that here in the U.S., we have had a very difficult time over the last 7.5 years or so, really over the last decade and a half, of getting this economy to grow to where we can actually justify stock market returns, double-digit returns that we've had historically for the past 100 years. I also mentioned that under the Obama administration, we have yet to see 3% growth, and I'm not certain, but I'm fairly certain, at least during my lifetime, that he may be the only president where we haven't seen at least 1 year during his term of at least 3% economic growth. When we talk about entitlement programs, when we talk about Social Security, Medicare, we talk about military spending, you can't afford all of the stuff that Donald Trump clearly can't afford, the stuff that Hillary Clinton and Bernie are talking about, without growing this pretty stagnant economy. And really, when and the reason I bring this up is not because I'm going to run for president. I mean, Donald Trump is looking for a veep, but I don't think that's going to be me. Oh, and Ted Cruz already has a veep. Uh-huh. That kind of was shocking to me, but that's a whole other story. But here's the point. The point is, if you don't grow the economy, it's very, very hard for me to assume that stocks will continue to grow the way they've grown for the past 88 or some odd years. So how do you beat the market going forward? Well, Paul Merriman wrote about this on Market Watch, and he's talked about this before. I've talked about it many times on the program about diversifying your assets. Now, this should all remain true on a relative basis. But I want to caution you. When I start quoting you double-digit returns for stocks over the last 40, 50, 80 years, keep in perspective the fact that today is not 40, 50, 80 years ago. Bond yields, I mentioned this to our TV viewing audience, are under 2%. They're under 1.9%. That means you make a loan to the government for 10 years, the 10-year treasury, and you get under 2%. You have about 2% inflation, so your net rate of return, the real return after taxes and inflation, is a negative number on government bonds. Historically, that 10-year number is in the 4 to 6% range. So we are half to a third of what bond yields have been returning over the last 88 years. So you can't make assumptions going forward about the marketplace when there's such a divergent interest rate relative to the historical market. We're talking about 2% compared to 5 or 6%. Come on. And the stock market is no different. If the economy can't grow at 2%, it's hard to imagine a stock market that grows at 12. Yet, every single day I get emails from people saying, well, I'm going to double my money every 7.2 years because I'm going to get 10% in the stock market. No, you're not. Because you have to account for, first of all, the money management fees. You have to account for the fact that our growth rate is nowhere near where it needs to be to generate that kind of economic activity. You have to account for $20 trillion in debt. And every presidential candidate basically saying, we got to spend more money to update the military, to defeat ISIS, to give you free stuff. I mean, you pick the side of the aisle that you're on, both sides are going to spend the money. They may spend it a little differently, but they're going to spend money, and Bernie's going to spend substantially more money, which is why his taxes are going through the ceiling. I think I saw where if you make $160,000 or something like that, your taxes are going up $40,000 a year or something. It's some astronomical number. That there's no way that gets through Congress. But anyway, what Merriman wrote about is diversification for all intents and purposes, because most people measure the market by the Standard & Poor's 500, which, as you may know, is a large company blend of value stocks and growth stocks, the 500 largest companies. And he goes back 88 years and tells you that the rate of return for 88 years, if you could invest the money for 88 years, I mean, that means you started at age zero, and in your 89th year, you started spending some of the money. Not very realistic, but he did it, so I'll tell you about it. The 88-year average rate of return for large cap blend S&P type portfolio, 9.7%. Now, if you go with large cap value stocks, those that basically are undervalued, paying decent dividends, it's 11%. Small cap blend stocks, smaller company, not the big behemoths, 12%, compounded for 88 years. Small cap value stocks, listen to this number, 13.4%. So, if you have a baby and you want to buy them something, buy them a small cap value mutual fund. That's what it says to me. And then tell them not to sell it until they're like in their 60s, 70s, or 80s. They'll get a decent double-digit rate of return based on history. But remember, those historical numbers are not going to be the same going forward because our growth rate is likely to be close to half of what the growth rate was during that same time period. Now, I hope that I'm wrong. I just don't think so. I don't think so. Can Trump solve that problem? I don't know. He says he can, but I don't know. Now, what was the worst one-year performance? Large cap blend, minus 43%. Large cap value, minus 62%. Small cap blend, minus 48%. Small cap value, minus 54.7%. All of those in 1933. Now, here's the point. If you took 25% of each of those. Large blend, small value, or large value, small blend, small value. Your average return is a little bit shy of the 12 and 13% that the small cap blend and value gave you, but you still got an 11.7% rate of return, but you still had a minus 52% drawdown in 1933. So how do you solve the diversification problem? Well, you add small cap to the mix. Understand that your short-term volatility does not get any better. In fact, it may get a little bit worse. It does get a little worse than just buying the large blend. But let's take a more realistic time frame, 15 years. Remember, Bobby, I've said, if you're going to invest in the stock market, you better have a 15-year time horizon. Okay, average 15-year return for large cap blend, 10.9%. Large cap value, 13.1% on average over 15 years. Again, that's not going to be the average over the next 15. Small cap blend, 13.8%. Small cap value, 16.1%. The four fund blended return, 25% each, 13.6%. Pretty amazing. But remember, I have to measure it by the worst performance for 15 years. Large cap plan blend, 0.6% over 15 years. You don't always make double digits, folks. Large cap value, minus 1.4%. Small cap blend, 1.6%. Small cap value, again, the worst.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Well, if you need help, then just give me a call. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. We're talking about accumulation and decumulation here. A big, huge difference. I've been focusing on the accumulation side of things. And I just mentioned that over a 15-year time period, if you were to invest in large company stocks, as in the Standard & Poor's 500, notwithstanding any fees, just the S&P 500 in terms of a return, which you can't really invest in. You'd have to buy a mutual fund. But, or I guess you could buy all 500 of the stocks yourself, but that would be kind of costly. The worst 15-year period, 0.6%. Large cap value, the worst 15-year period, minus 1.4%. Small cap blend, plus 1.6%. Small cap value minus 1.6%. The blend of all four, which is the recommended approach, a paltry half of a percent. Now, let's stay on the accumulation phase for the millennials out there, because I want to come back, Bobby, to decumulation here in a moment and why this is so important. And it's so important that you tune out a lot of the noise coming from many financial programs on the cable stations and all that stuff on the get-rich-quick side, because I'm all about keeping you from going broke side. That's the one I'm interested in. Now, for Bobby, who's like, what are you, 30 now?
Indeed.
Do you shave yet?
Not very much.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Just my legs.
So you've got a 40-year time horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, large blend over 40 years. 12.5%, the best 40-year period. The average 40-year period, 10.9%. The worst 40-year period, 8.9%. Remember, I always have to deal in worsts, right? As a financial dude, I got to deal in worsts because Murphy's Law is alive and well. And my suspicion is if it's going to happen to you, it'll be the worst. Because this is not a great time in American history, in my opinion, to be an investor with the debt, with the ISIS, and all that stuff. I could be wrong. We could go through some new healthcare revolution where who knows what, and the markets go crazy again. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I want you to focus on worst performance, Bobby. 8.9% large cap blend, 8.3%. Large cap value, those are worsts. Small cap blend, 10.7%. Small cap value, 11.8%. The four fund combo plate, still 10.7%. Now, let's play a little game. You're getting married. How much are you and Christina going to be able to save each year?
Let's say 20.
20,000?
I'm hoping. Maybe.
Cut it in half.
Well, 10.
You're not going to. You're going to have a baby or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
it. So let's start with $10,000 in Roth IRAs. And you guys do that for the next 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put it in the large blend at 8.9%, you will have $3.3 million stashed away. But check this out. If you put it in the four different buckets and you earned that average of 10.7%, $5.3 million. It's $2 million difference over 40 years. So the lesson for younger people to learn is diversify, but keep small cap in the mix. Just because they're more volatile in the short run, they produce better returns over the long run. And it only makes sense because once upon a time, Apple was a small cap company. Once upon a time, Netflix and Microsoft, they were all small cap companies. So you want to have small cap in the mix as an accumulator. Now, as a decumulator, I want to go back to the 15-year chart here. And I want to talk about worst case scenario. Because even a well-diversified stock portfolio only produced basically a flat return over 15 years. Remember, you've heard me say this a million times. There has never been a 15-year period where stocks haven't made money. But the worst 15-year period of time, they didn't make much. They didn't make much. So now I'm talking to 50-year-olds and 45-year-olds and 60-year-olds. And I'm saying to you, if you're relying on your stock portfolio exclusively to produce an income stream for you 15 years from now, you are making a huge mistake because you may be in the worst 15-year period in history. You're 50, you want to retire at 65. What if the next 15 years doesn't do what it's done historically, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 10 to 13%? What if it does zero because you mistimed retirement? So this is the solution. You must have other investments in the mix that do not correlate with stocks. And this is why bonds become important. But I say alternative investments that over the next 15 years could fill the gap. Because remember, there's a huge difference in worst performance from the 15th year to the 25th year. So I need 10 years worth of safe money to get me from year 16 to year 25. So if I am 50 years old and I want, let's say, you know, $36,000 bucks a year from my portfolio, a good financial advisor whips out the calculator and says $36,000 in payments for 10 years at 3% means you need $307,000 15 years from now. How much do you need to have today? $307,000, call it 4%, 15 years. You need, $307,000. I got to do this quickly because I'm running out of time, 15 years. You need about 200 grand of your nest egg either today that will grow to 300 grand 15 years from now, or you need to save a certain amount of that 10,000 bucks, Bobby, that we were just talking about in order to get you to that 15-year number. So if a person has a 401k with $350,000 in it, they can solve that problem by taking 200,000 of it, leaving it in bonds, and the other 100,000 invest aggressively in that four equity portfolio we just talked about, and every new dollar going in would go into the stock market, and all of that money that goes in has a 25-year time horizon. And the significance of that is you use your safer investments to carry you from year 16 to year 25, but the worst 25-year period for stocks since 1950, a 7.94, call it 8% rate of return. Now, again, I'm not assuming that. I think you have to assume a little bit lower, but I've got 25 years for that to prove itself out. This is critical. Where does real estate fit? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many more of them live next door.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
I may not be Dr. Robert, but when it comes to your retirement, I am Dr. Ray today. You guys have done a good job with the Beatle tunes today, huh? A little obscure. Was that Rubber Soul, Dr. Robert? I think so. Welcome back, folks, to the Ray program. We've been talking about one of the most important things I discuss on this program from time to time, and that is structuring your retirement plan so you don't have to eat dog food someday because you screwed up. And here's the problem. No one knows. I don't know. You don't know. Your broker doesn't know. Donald Trump doesn't know. No one knows what's going to happen over the next 15 years. If we look at history, we know that the stock market usually produces substantial returns over 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. But what we also know is when you measure the worst periods of time in recent history, say the last 50 years, that an investment in the stock market over 15 years could produce zero. So we've been discussing how you position your portfolio. And the stocks and bond guys that are out there, let me draw you a pie chart and we'll do a systematic withdrawal. Those guys, they have not studied history. Haven't studied history. So what I want to do, I want to incorporate non-correlating other asset classes. The most obvious one is real estate. Let's say, Bobby, for the sake of discussion, mm-hmm. you go out and buy yourself a $400,000 house as part of your portfolio, mm-hmm. right? Somehow or another, you finagle the old man into giving you the down payment on a $400,000 place, 10% down, $40,000.
I like where this is going.
You like where this is going? You apply a little pressure to him at lunch today?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little arm twisting?
I like it.
All right. So you get the down payment. Mm-hmm. You got $360,000 as a mortgage. You finance it over 15 years. I know Steve Allador doesn't like that, but this is all for the sake of discussion. And you got a $2,600 monthly payment. Write these down. Mm-hmm. This is you, buddy.
Yep.
You got another, $500 in property taxes, miscellaneous costs, $3,100 a month. And let's just pretend you can rent that thing out for $2,600. I've been looking at rentals. You can probably do that. Maybe even get more than that.
Probably, yeah.
So you lose $500 a month. So instead of you investing that $10,000-$12,000 in the market, you lose $500 a month. But keep in mind, you're going to raise rents every year, so that could vanish over time. But let's just pretend that that's the way it works. Mm-hmm. If the house appreciates at 3% a year, which is typically what houses appreciate at, 15 years from now, it's worth $625,000. You sell it, you pay $125,000 in capital gains taxes. I'm making that number up. You got $500,000. But better yet, if you just kept it rented out free and clear, even though your expenses now at 3% are $750 a month, you get to spend $3,250 a month 15 years from now. Not bad. So real estate happens to be one of those investments that is cyclic. You can go through cycles, but if you can afford to wade yourself through them, this is why I'm saying you got to have that $500 a month. If your tenant moves out, you got to have enough money to fix the place up. You're going to go through repairs and so forth. But by and large, you've got a stable place for you to get cash. You've got emergency money. You can always get a line of credit against that home. You can sell the property or you can keep the property. You can borrow out money 15 years from now to help get you through those time periods where the stock market is performing dismally. So you want to have assets that have no correlation whatsoever to the stock market. My contention is the stock market could crater by 50% tomorrow. But that person that's living in your property still got to pay rent. They still signed a lease. Now, you may have to do what we've done in the past, which is lower rents for a while. So maybe my numbers are off a little bit. But after you lower rents and the economy comes back, you can raise rents. Keep in mind, you are using other people's money to pay off your mortgage. So for me, having rental real estate as a portion of your portfolio makes a lot of sense. Now, it does require a down payment. That's the challenge for young people today, the down payment. But remember, you have sources of down payments. Got a life insurance policy? You can borrow cash value from the life insurance policy. If you can afford the payments, you can borrow money from your 401k. Remember the rules? You can borrow 50% of your account balance or vested interest, but it must be paid back over a five-year period of time. Well, two professionals, such as Bobby and his fiancée, Christina, out in the workforce making money, you can plan for that because they don't have kids yet, so they could postpone maybe having children for a few years while they get their financial act together, get their house squared away. And for those of us that are either retired or nearing retirement, just remember this. You must have assets that aren't going to depreciate when the stock market goes down. And remember I said when. It's not a question of if. When we have bear markets, bear market being defined as a 20% drop in stock prices, most bear markets bring us a 35 to 40% decline in stocks. The last one 8 years ago was a 57% decline in stocks. But remember, we've gotten all that money back and then some. So this game, I hate to call it a game because it's really not, it's serious business, is about having the ability to buy yourself time. And the best way to do that is to have non-correlating asset classes. Now, one could argue small cap value doesn't correlate the same way that large cap blend, and that's true. That's why small cap value is done better and you increase your potential rate of return by adding it. But trust me on this. When the market collapsed in 1933 and you had those horrible years, everything went down 50 some odd percent, everything. So you can't escape it by just investing in the stock market. And that includes REITs, by the way, publicly traded real estate investment trusts. You have to get to direct ownership of real estate, where you've got a tenant or a bunch of tenants that still go to work. Hopefully they don't lose their job in the next recession. That's a risk, isn't it? And that's why I have said many times, from the real estate standpoint, if you're gonna buy a real estate property, you go back and look at 2008 and look at how much rents had to be reduced in order for you to compete for that tenant, because that may be the position you're in for a few years. It's all gotten better now. Rents are skyrocketing nationwide. But there was a time, and back way back then, I owned some self-storage facilities. And we bought them at a 7% cap rate. That means we were getting an unlevered 7% yield on the investment that we made. Levered, it was even better than that. But that yield went down to 3 or 4% during the recession. The vacancy rate was horrific. We were afraid we might even go down to break even. We were never sweating going negative. But we, when I say we, my partners and I, we had the ability to meet the negative cash flow so we wouldn't lose the property. But today, the investors in that are still in that, I'm not in anymore, but the investors that remained in that investment are getting a cash flow of 25% cash on cash. That means that one of my partners who is still in, put $400,000 into that deal, he is getting a cash flow of $100,000 a year. That's a non-correlating direct owned asset. Now, it's risky. You got to know what you're doing. But if you know what you're doing and hiring a professional real estate agent and a team, attorney, a CPA, financial team, to explain to you the risks, potential rewards, and most importantly, to show you where you're going to get the cash flow to buy the time necessary for all of this stuff to come to fruition, is critical, because your stocks now have a 25-year time horizon, Bobby. So for you, it makes all of the sense in the world. Now, you're going to live in the property, mm-hmm. which is even better, because you don't have to worry about the tenant, because the tenant is you.
Oh, you still got to worry about the tenant.
Christina's got to worry about
you. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. We'll take a break, come back with emails. Hope you got a lot out of that segment, because it's critically important that you have safe money or safer money than stock money to buy you time for stocks to do what they have historically done. And it may take as many as 25 years to get there on a worst case scenario. We'll be back.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information every single day. I'm here with Bobby Wooldridge. I've been helping you to buy a home here, Bob. It's so critically important. When you look at real live financial planning, I'm not talking about pie chart financial planning. That drives me crazy. Because everybody does it. There's a fancy pie charts with a glossy paper, and you see small cap, large cap. You don't see reality there.
No.
And I've been around this game for 40 years now, and I have watched people lose fortunes because they didn't have the rights. They had a strategy. Strategy is the broker said, let's diversify your holdings. Small cap, large cap, domestic, international. And 2008 rolls around, they lose 60%, and then they quit. Or they enter retirement, their $1 million just turned into 400,000, and they go, I needed 50, 60,000 bucks a year, and the 4% rule tells me I can only get 16. Dog food time. So drives me crazy, which is why I have spent a lot of time today and other days on this program explaining to you how you implement a strategy with non-correlating asset classes. The one that I like the best is real estate, direct owned real estate. And Bobby, you're in the market to buy something for yourself. It's not a rental property, but it may become a rental property for you someday as you move on. Now, I know you asked me a question. I told you don't ask it me. Ask it on the air.
Indeed. Don't put the calculator away yet. I want to know if you put that money in a Roth IRA, what would your returns be?
Talking about $500 a month negative cash flow and the down payment? Okay, well, let's draw it out. The down payment was $40,000 and the negative cash flow was $6,000 a year. So let me get the calculator out. It's a very good question, by the way. So $40,000 today, $6,000 in payments, 15 years goes by. How good of an investor are you?
Let's do Murphy's Law again.
Well, Murphy's Law is you're going to earn zero.
Let's
you
do
use
slightly
average
better than
8%.
Murphy's Law. Yeah.
8% would be a pipe dream, in my opinion, but that equals $289,000. Now, the $400,000 house is paid for at that point. If you sold it for $400,000, you'd have to pay a little bit in capital gains tax, maybe 25, 30 grand, you'd net 350,000. So if the house doesn't appreciate a penny, you're still $60,000, $70,000 ahead of the game, right? But houses do appreciate, don't they? So a $400,000 house at 3% appreciation over 15 years should be worth about $625,000. But you've depreciated it. You're probably going to pay, $50,000 in capital gains taxes, maybe more. Maybe it's $100,000. So you've got $525,000. You've got almost double the amount of money if you sold the property. But, as I said before, you might have a $3,000 a month income stream at that point. What is $3,000 a month worth? That's $36,000 a year. That's worth about $1 million to you on the 4% rule, $950,000. So that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Having an asset class that isn't going to move with the whims of the market. Now, there are other alternative assets out there. There's gold, there's oil, and other commodities. But to me, I like using OPM, other people's money, to pay off the mortgage. That's all. Because having a free and clear property, if you gave it away for what you paid for it 15 years ago, you still did better than had you invested that money in a Roth IRA. Time for some emails?
Emails. Let's do it.
All right, we'll start in Bethesda, Maryland. I've been there many times. I'm going to be there in a week or so. Hi, Ray. I'm 61. My wife is 60. I will probably retire in 2 years, and my pension will kick in at 63, and then I will delay taking Social Security until 70. Does my pension count as earned income for Social Security? Well, it does count for taxation on your Social Security. It would be part of your modified adjusted gross income calculation. Take all your pension income, half of your Social Security income. If it's more than $32,000, then you start paying taxes as a married couple on your Social Security, up over $44,000, up to 85% of that Social Security becomes taxable. But if you're talking about the Social Security offset, in other words, taking your Social Security and having earned income prior to full retirement age, it does not count. Remember what the rules are. You have to give back a buck of Social Security for every $2 that you earn from a job prior to taking your Social Security at full retirement age. So that being said, a pension is not considered earned income. So for taxation, yes. For the Social Security offset, no. Mary from Lebanon, Missouri. Hi, Ray. My husband and I are taking out a loan to buy a house for our daughter and grandson. Not sure how to do it correctly for tax purposes and whatever else is involved. Okay, well, if you're going to own the home, Mary, you must charge fair market rent to your daughter and grandson in this case. If you charge fair market rent, it's a rental, and you get to take depreciation and all the other expenses. Okay, if you don't, then you're not going to get as good of tax benefits. And I assume that's what you're going to do. Now, you should put the property in an LLC, because as much as I know you trust your daughter and I trust your daughter, I would be scared that she invites some people over, somebody falls, gets drunk, gets in a fight, somebody kills somebody, who knows? Remember, I deal in worst case scenarios. I don't want to get sued and lose all my retirement assets in the event that a renter, not your daughter being irresponsible, but one of her friends is irresponsible. There was a story a year or two ago about people partying on a balcony. Remember that in the balcony collapsed?
Oh, yeah, balcony collapsed. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the lawsuits that came out of that. The other thing you can do is you can just be a lender. So you make a loan, you can charge an interest rate, or you can take a piece of the action, let your daughter worry about the ownership, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it's better if you own the property, then you die, you pass it to her, tax-free capital gains and recapture. But if it's her principal residence, she doesn't get tax benefits other than, you know, a mortgage interest deduction that she would pay to you for being the lender. But she would get a tax-free up to $500,000 if she's married, $250,000 if she's single, on the sale of the property. So I would sit down with the appropriate financial team and determine, do you want to be an owner and a landlord, or do you want to be a lender? In either event, there are some risks on both. God bless you, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into The Ray Show.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.